We're up to Perek Dalet, Mishneh Hay, in Maseches Masros. This is Yona Ris. One of the principles that we have learned when it comes to Trumas and Masros is the principle that one is allowed to eat from produce that requires Trumas and Masros taken from it, as long as one is eating in Achilas Arai. They're eating in a happenstance and snack-like manner, as opposed to sitting down and collecting the food in an achilas keva manner, where one is sitting down for a full-fledged meal. So this Mishnah Hay, speaks about a distinction between how we define what constitutes achilas arai and what constitutes achilas keva. The Mishnah says, HaMakalef Seorim, if somebody is removing the outer shells from barley grains, Makalef Achas Achas V'Ochel, as long as he's peeling away one shell at a time, one outer peel from the barley grain at a time, and eating one at a time, that's considered to be a snack-like eating, and therefore that is permissible. However, v'im kilev v'nasan l'soch yodo chayev, if however, instead of eating one at a time, a person decides to peel a number of barley grains at one time and collect them all in his hands, so then they all combine together, and that becomes more of a collection of barley grains, which would be an achilas keva, and then one would first have to take the trumas and the maisos before one is allowed to eat further. Similarly, hamolim lilo shechitim, if somebody is separating the wheat from the chaff of different grains of wheat, minafim miyad liyad, and he just is basically shaking them out from one hand to another hand in order that the chaff should fall off, and then he eats each one of these wheat grains one at a time, then that would be ve'ochel, permissible. One would be allowed to eat in such a manner, even though trumas and maisos had not yet been taken. Ve'im nipav v'nasan l'socheiko, however, if the person winnowed these grains of wheat and thereby separated the chaff and collected the various grains all together within the area of his chest, meaning that he collects them all in a collection on his garment, on his shirt, then chayav, then he would not be allowed to eat from them before first being obligated to separate trumas and maisros, because then he has established them as an achilas keva. The Mishnah continues now to speak about a case of a coriander. Coriander is a type of food which is essentially edible, but it also has seeds. And if one is planting it for purposes of the seeds, then the seeds are not generally intended necessarily to cover the actual vegetable of this coriander itself. It would only be for purposes of the seed that one is planting it, in which case the yarek, the vegetable, or actually the leaves, would be exempt from masros, from having to have masros taken from them if the planting was only for zera, for seed purposes. So that's what the Mishnah says here. Kusbar shezera lezera, if this coriander seed was planted, yiroka potor, so that which you would be the edible portion, actually the leaves, which are the edible portion of the coriander seed, would be exempt from trumas and maisos, because this edible portion is not considered to be choshuv. It's not considered to be of significance compared to the seed, which is the main part of the coriander. However, if zera liyarak, if it was planted specifically for the purpose of the leaves, of what we're describing as the vegetable, misaseris zera viyarak, so then one would have to take trumas umaisos, whether they were eating the yerek, the edible leaves, or whether they were eating the zera, whether they were eating the seeds itself. Because by virtue of the fact that the person planted the coriander for eating purposes, therefore the zera, which is, or the seed, which is always the most significant part of the coriander, is also considered to be significant for Trumos Umaisos purposes. Now Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says that there is one type of food that he describes where even if it's planted for the purpose of the seed, there would be an obligation to take Trumos Umaisos from the seed and also from the edible portion of what is planted. And he says this is true with respect to a food which is known as the Sheves. Rabbi Eliezer Omer HaSheves, which is a type of plant that is grown for the purposes of being used as a fragrant spice, and it is comprised of yellow flowers, of golden flowers. So this plant, known as the Sheves, even though it's planted for seed purposes, is misaseres zera v'yorek v'zirin. One would take the maisros, one would take the various trumos and maisros portions from this food, with respect to every aspect of it, meaning with respect to the zera, the seed, with respect to the yarak, which are the leaves, and with respect to the zirin, which are the soft branches, the soft reeds from which this plant, from which this plant is grown. Why is that? So the reason is because every single aspect of this plant, namely the seeds and the leaves and the branches, are all in fact edible. However, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say that Eino Misasera Zera V'Yorok, that the only plants which, if you would actually plant for Zera for seed purposes, one would be obligated to take Trumos Umaisros, both with respect to the seeds and with respect to the various leaves, the edible portion, would be the following two foods. Ela ha-shecholim v'ha-gargir bilvad. The only two foods that fall into this categorization, according to the Chachamim, are the shecholim, the cress, and the gargir, which is a type of white type of mustard. And only these are considered to be significantly all-encompassing if one plants them for purposes of zera alone, and that one would actually take the trumas and the maisos not only from the zera, from the seed, but also from the edible portion, the yerek, that would grow from it as well. But according to the Chachamim, if one planted Sheves, then planted this fragrant spice, this plant that produces this fragrant spice, for purposes of its seed, then its vegetable, its leaves, would be exempt from Trumas and Maisros. If, of course, one planted them for the yerek purposes, for the vegetable purposes, then one would, in fact, take Trumas and Maisros, both with respect to the vegetable and with respect to the edible portion, as well as with respect to the zera, with respect to the seed, because the seed is also considered to be significant. This brings us now to Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav says as follows. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says that the Tamar shel Tilton, if you have soft branches, those are called tamaros of fenugreek, and also vishel chardo, also if you have the soft type of branches of mustard, vishel pola lovon, or if they're made up of the white bean, chayovas b'masim, in all of these cases, because these the soft branches of these foods are in fact edible, then one would be obligated to take maisros, one would be obligated to take trumas and maisros, because they are edible. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hatzalaf. Rabbi Eliezer says, with respect to the caper berry, the tzalaf, Misaaser Tamoros Ve'Evionos Ve'Kafros. Rabbi Eliezer says that you would take maestros from not only the tamoros, not only the sort branches, but also the evionos, also from the fruit, the caper berries themselves, the kafras, as well as the kafras, as well as flower, the blossoms that are contained within the sprouting flowers of the caper berry bush. All three of these are considered to be edible. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says he disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, and he is of the opinion that ein misaser ele evyonos mipnei shehein pri. He says that the only part of the caper berry that one would take maestros from is the actual berry itself, not the branches and not the blossoms of the flowers, because only the caper berries themselves are fruit, and therefore only they are susceptible to trumos and maestros.